time, as it is each Friday at this hour, for the Arts File. Looking into the arts world a little bit with Carrie Nolan in the WNYC newsroom. And today, some big bucks being spread out across the country for arts. It's really something, Carrie.
Indeed it is. Earlier this week, the Ford Foundation announced that it would set aside $100 million for the construction, maintenance, and enhancement of arts facilities nationwide. Luis Ubiñas is the president of the Ford Foundation. Luis, as far as we can determine, this grant program is the largest of its kind. Why did the Ford Foundation choose to underwrite the construction of art spaces?
As we were thinking about our arts work, we were challenging ourselves to think about what we could do that would be transformative. And we actually looked back to some work that the foundation did in the 1950s and 60s in building regional theater. And our investment in regional theater to this day yields benefits, because around the country are those very theaters we invested in back then. If you speak to the people who run those theaters, they trace some of that current impact to those early Ford grants made 40 and 50 years ago. And we looked at that and we thought, what is this generation's version of that?
Your grants will also help groups build what you've called a new generation of artistic leadership. Let's talk a little bit about that.
These grants aren't just economic grants. We're working with a consortium of partners to bring together a package of support, money, but also mentoring and coaching, so that organizations, which for years have been cultural leaders, for years have been central in their communities, identifying new kinds of art, new kinds of theater, can find the places, spaces that are sustainable, that are theirs, that bring the dignity of space to the dignity that already exists in their art. We have great examples here in New York City of the kinds of projects we're talking about. El Museo del Barrio, for example, which for years has brought exciting, innovative art from the community here in New York City, but also from around the world, places like Argentina and Cuba. That space wasn't as strong as the art that was in it, and it's been transformed. Downtown, we have the Chen Dance Center, that for years has been a cultural icon in Chinatown, but hasn't had its own space. It now has a beautiful building. In the Bronx, there's an organization called the Pregones Theater that has brought performances, plays to New York that wouldn't have performed in any other venue, but were leading plays and leading ideas in other parts of the world. And those plays now have a delightful, fabulous facility. And for anyone who hasn't been there, I'd recommend going up there, because it's a beautiful space.
Luis Ubiñas, president of the Ford Foundation. Rosalba Rolón is the artistic director of the Pregones Theater in the Bronx. Rosalba, you've received Ford Foundation funding in the past. What does this money mean for a group like the Pregones Theater?
Our lobby is now fully equipped with a design lighting, and it's beautiful because right at this moment we have been able to host 3 exhibits a year from contemporary artists, visual artists. That is something that was not in our plans. It's sort of like, wow, we do have a beautiful home that we feel very proud of, and that we can host a whole bunch of people under very, very nice conditions.
So what are the plans for the Pregones Theater going forward?
Well, we are now entering our 31st season with 2 brand new productions next year, with an expanded dance series, an expanded music series, expanded children's theater, and also with a much stronger infrastructure. In our international program, we work with 6 other countries. We have been able to host 2 of them here, and, you know, we continue to dream. We continue to work. There are always challenges, but, you know, we're ready to meet them.
Rosalba Rolón is artistic director of the Pregones Theater in the Bronx. Pregones is among many regional theaters who have received Ford Foundation grants. And that's today's Arts File on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR. I'm Carrie Nolan.